ஓம் அஜானதிமிராந்தஸ்யஞானாஞ்சனசலாகயா சக்ஷுஃ உன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. நமாவோம் விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷாசூன்யவாதி பாஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. லெட் அஸ் ஹாவ் சம் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆன்சர்ஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் த க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் யூ ஆல் ஹாவ் கிவன் ஃபார் த டிமன்ஸ் இன் விருந்தாவன் லீலா. ஸோ எவ்ரிடே ஆஃப்டர் த செஷன் வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் டைம் டு டிஸ்கஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆன்சர்ஸ். ஸோ ஐ எம் திங்கிங் ஆஃப் ஆஃப்டர் அ ஃபியூ செஷன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஆர் சென்ட் பை யூ I will answer them all together. Okay? Let's take the questions here, please.
Animesh Prabhu from VSSUT, Burla Voice. Was Shaktasur also appointed by Kamsa to kill Krishna? What kind of liberation did Shaktasur get and why?
Yeah, I'll show you that. I can see that here. You're showing it? Yeah. See, Kamsa saw that Putana had taken a gross body and was unsuccessful. So therefore he sent Shakatasura, who had a subtle body, thinking that he would better be able to get Krishna if he goes in a very subtle way, like a wind kind, I mean like a, instead the Shakat, he like a ghost he hides inside. That was the trick Kamsa adopted. And then Shakatasura took shelter of something sturdy like a hand cart, because the ghost can get blown away in windy places. Then what happened to Shakatasura, you want to say? For the, when Krishna kicked her. Yeah. Actually, one thing can be for sure. Everybody who is killed by Krishna will definitely get liberated. There is no doubt about that. Some of them got Swarupya Siddhi in the spiritual world. Like for example, Putana got to be the Dhatri or a nurse in the spiritual world. Agasura also returned to Goloka Vrindavana. But some of the fellows, like here, you know, Lomasa Rishi had told him that, you know, when Lord Hari's foot will be hit you, then you will be given liberation, he told him. So he was liberated. Actually, liberated means what? One gets moksha. And if somebody gets moksha with an impersonal understanding, he goes to Brahma Jyoti. Whereas somebody has seen Krishna, touched by Krishna, they get liberated. That means from the next life, they will be born in a devotee family where they can take to Krishna consciousness. Then gradually advance in spiritual life, they will be given an opportunity. But generally the demons who are envious of Krishna, they are doing unfavorable behavior. So they are generally sent to the Brahma Jyoti. Okay, let's proceed with the questions. Yeah, please.
Swati Joshi from Pune. I am blessed by preaching Bhagavad Katha on Agasur Vadh for Mathura Desh devotees. Currently, I am in Pune since 1 year and have been the visiting temple regularly. This is by your inspiration, blessings and knowledge which I gained from your online lectures on YouTube. I am following the path shown by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Please bless me so that I can serve the Lord more and more.
Wonderful. Very nice. So, the lockdown has become a great benediction for many devotees online to connect like this, and also for all of you. You also can preach like my Swati Mataji, reach out to other people, Krishna consciousness, because people, when they have a little time to listen, this is a very good time for us to introduce them to Krishna consciousness or for the existing devotees to give them more inspiration and motivation to grow faster in devotional life. Thank you. Next.
Vinit Prabhu from Hyderabad. If we are following our passions or dreams, are not we moving away from little Krishna?
Yeah. Actually, in this world, we all have two desires. One is our own personal material desires. Like Dhruva Maharaj had his own personal ambitions. He wanted a big kingdom. On the other hand, he was ready to do devotional service on the order of Narada Muni. Isn't it? But as he got more and more purified, and when he saw Lord Vishnu, by the time his personal ambitions and desires, you know, he considered them useless because he thought that all this is all material, mundane, they will all be taken away. What is the use? They are temporary. And they also make us very proud. Like that he thought. But nevertheless, Lord Vishnu told, you had a desire, and therefore never mind, we are giving you a Dhruva Loka, which is even better than Satya Loka also. So he was allowed to fulfill his material ambition. Along with that, Lord Vishnu gave him Shuddha Bhakti also. So Lord does this for some devotees who will not misuse their material benedictions. Like Sudama Brahmana, Lord gave a big house along with all hundreds and thousands of servants and servant maids. Because Lord knew Sudama will not misuse. So Lord gave him. So in case our passions and dreams are going to make us forget Krishna, then Krishna will not give it. Or he will give it, and if we misuse it, he will take it away. Or in case you deserve it, and then you will not misuse it, then Krishna may give it also. So my suggestion to you would be what? You leave it to Krishna. Tell Krishna that, you know, I am a student, I am pursuing these passions, but I want to be your devotee, pure devotee. And regarding these passions, it's up to you. You may give me or you may not give me. Whatever is best for me, you do it. Next.
Shekhar Prabhu from SRKD. How Mother Yashoda became Krishna's mother, and is she eternal mother of Krishna?
Yeah, she is eternal mother. See, the moment you ask the question when, then we are bringing everything into time domain. And the material world is a time domain. Outside the material world, there is no time. I mean, time is conspicuous by its absence. So, when did Mother Yashoda become mother of Krishna? The moment you ask question when, you are bringing into the material world. So, these are surely inconceivable for us. Since time immemorial, I was hearing in Parampuja Radha Govind Maharaj's lecture, he was telling, Anadikal se Yashoda Bhagavan ke mata hai. अनंत काल तक वो रहेगी अनादि काल से दूध पिला रही है अनंत काल तक पिलाते रहेगी फसली सो फ्रॉम सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल शी इज द मदर एंड शी इज ऑलवेज द मदर ऑफ कृष्णा देयरफॉर आई यूज द वर्ड इटर्नल सो इटर्नल मदर ऑफ कृष्णा या नेक्स्ट
कुणाल प्रभु फ्रॉम जीजीडी प्रभु व्हाट शुड बी अवर इंटेंशंस कॉन्शियसनेस एंड एटीट्यूड व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग अवर स्पिरिचुअल ड्यूटीज
अवर इंटेंशन शुड बी टू प्लीज हरि गुरु एंड वैष्णवास That should be your intention always. Sometimes you had a good intention, but you committed some mistake. Still, you will be forgiven because your intention was good. And our consciousness should be seva vritti, not bhoga vritti. That should be our consciousness. We should be Krishna conscious. We should not be Maya conscious. We should not be Maya centered. We should be Krishna centered. And our attitude while performing our spiritual duties should be that I am servant of the Vaishnavas. And we should not become proud that I did the service. I am very advanced. See, he did that mistake. These are all inferior fellows. I am better than others. This attitude should be given up. And also, one should give up lethargy and laziness while entering our spiritual duties. And so the laziness arises from Tamaguna. And pride arises from Rajoguna. These two should be given up. And one has to give up anger, you know, hatred, pride, envy. All these are in Rajoguna. These attitudes should be given up. Or lethargy, laziness, not completing the task, or postponing the task, or giving glib excuses. All these things are Tamaguna. So these attitudes should be given up. तदा रजस्तमो भावा कामलोभादयश्चये चेतये तैरनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्वे प्रसीदति सिचुएट अवरसेल्व्स इन सत्वगुणा and peacefully render our spiritual duties. Yeah, go ahead.
Swarnedu Shahapru from West Bengal. The people who are completely devoted to a materialistic lifestyle and whose life goes away in narrating how big achievers they are.
It's not here. I don't see this question here.
Madhvi Manjiri Devi Dasi from Nandendla. Why is Putna compared to fake gurus, atheist, etc.? Is there a reason?
Yeah. You see, Putna is sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains, in our heart also, there is a little Krishna who has started taking birth. How? When you met a devotee, the devotee gave you mala, gave you prasadam, gave you Prabhupada's books. And when you began reading them, going to ISKCON temple, in the early phase, you know, slowly Krishna consciousness is blossoming. It's very tender, komala shraddha. Sometimes we have fear also in the early stage. If I become very Krishna conscious, what will happen to my material ambitions? Or if I become too Krishna conscious, you know, my relatives, friends will oppose me. How can I wear this tilak? How can I wear kantimala? There are a lot of reservations in the beginning stage. So at that stage, our shraddha is called komala shraddha, tender. So which is very similar to the newborn Krishna, who is only few days old. Now at that stage, some of us know Krishna even before coming to ISKCON society. We had heard about Krishna from Mahabharata, you know, and other pastimes from Bhagavatam. On our own, reading this book, that book, or watching some movies. Yeah. So in that stage, we are very blind in our spiritual life. Because we don't know what is ideal guru, who is a Vaishnava. Avaishnava mukod girna putam harikatamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochishtayatapayah. It is said that if a serpent touches milk, that milk is rendered poisonous. Similarly, if you hear Krishna Katha from a Mayavadi, who is also speaking Krishna Leela very sweetly, but then eventually he will tell you that you are ultimately God, you have to merge in Brahman. So they are all pseudo-gurus. So the pseudo-gurus may be of varieties of category. The Mayavadi is impersonalist. They will actually destroy our Seva Bhav. Instead of Seva Bhav, they will make you think you are God. Similarly, then there are Dharmadvajis, there are cheaters, who actually have accepted the role of mendicants and everything for the sake of making money or for the sake of exploiting women. So, in case we have komal shraddha in Krishna, little bit shraddha here and there we have seen, but then when we meet such cheaters, cheating gurus, then those fellows will kill Krishna in our hearts, isn't it? Like Putana actually was demoness, but she decorated herself like a very beautiful sweet-looking lady, isn't it? Similarly, these gurus also, externally, there are so many fellows who put the guru vesh and nowadays, and you get to connect with them very easily. There are many, many people. So, but who is fake, who is genuine, you don't know. Externally, by looking at a person, you cannot say. So, you have to watch a person day after day, month after month, year after year. What is he speaking? What is he doing? Is he walking his talk? Is he a person of character? Is he a cheater? Is he a saint or is he a swindler? So, that takes time. So, Putana looked like a very sadhvi, very nice lady, good-looking lady. And everybody thought, oh, she looks so sweet, beautiful-looking. She can give love to, lovingly like a mother. She can, even Yashoda and Rohini thought, we can't love Krishna as much as this beautiful lady can show her affection to Krishna. But then eventually her colors were seen by everybody, eventually. So, mainly, in our spiritual life, we have to distinguish between fake guru and real guru. So, Putana represents a fake guru. And the real guru is Yashoda, Rohini. They are real mothers. They are actually feeding milk to Krishna. And they are concerned about Krishna's supreme welfare. So, similarly, we should get a proper Sadguru. The guru who is in Guru Parampara. One who is in disciplic succession. One who is not a deviant. So, you can compare Yashoda versus Putana. Genuine versus fake guru. And the Krishna represents our Krishna consciousness in our heart, which is very tender, komal shraddha, like a baby Krishna. Now imagine, If somebody takes a baby and feeds a poison mixed milk, the baby will die, no? But if we make our Krishna consciousness very strong, you know, we are very having intense devotional service. So Krishna will reveal to us that this is a fake guru. Don't go. Then they will take you away from fake people and they will put you in touch with genuine devotees of God. Therefore we say, by Krishna you get guru and by guru you get Krishna. Like that it is. Go ahead.
Prajwal Devadiga Prabhu from Passive Voice. Prabhuji, I had a doubt. There are many pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, but very few of Lord Balaram are there. Is it not mentioned, Prabhuji? Or is it mentioned in scriptures other than Srimad Bhagavatam? Also, is there any pastimes between Mother Yashoda and Balaram?
There are many pastimes in Bhagavatam itself. For example, you know, Balaram killing Romahashna Sutha. No, Balaram also punishing Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini. And Balaram killing the Balabala demon. Balaram killing Pralambasura. Balaram subduing the pride of Yamuna. That is one pastime. And Balaram killing Duvida Gorilla. You know. And then Krishna Balaram playing with the covered boys and Rohini and Ashoda come to call. Isn't it? There you find here about Balaram. And Balaram coming in the Leela of Kalia, Daman Leela. Everybody is crying. Balaram is laughing. Balaram has no fear. Because Balaram actually knows the strength of Krishna. He knows that nobody can do anything to Krishna. Similarly, Balaram and Subhadra, Balaram's sister, there is an interaction where Subhadra gets married to Arjuna. That Leela, Balaram also is involved in that. Then Krishna's son Samba wanted to marry Lakshmana of the Kaurava dynasty. But the Kaurava dynasty were not ready. And then Balaram is involved in connecting the two families. There also he comes, Balaram. Yeah. Similarly, you find Balaram protecting Krishna in the forest every day in Vrindavan pastimes. You find. Similarly, in the Rukmini's marriage, you find when Balaram came to know Krishna is going to get married to Rukmini, there may be some danger. He anticipated. So he took the whole lot of Yadu army and arrived there. As soon as Krishna caught Rukmini's hand, there were a lot of opposing kings like Shishupal. And then immediately Balaram came to fight and he told Krishna, "Hey Krishna, you go ahead. We will take care of these fellows." Similarly, when Krishna was taking Rukmini with him, her brother Rukmi was chasing after Krishna. Then there was a battle in which Krishna subdued Rukmi completely. And then Krishna cut some part of one side of the hair, one side of the mustache like that. So Rukmi felt insulted and Rukmini started crying. Then Balaram comes there to resolve the conflict between Rukmini and Krishna. He's telling Krishna how to not hurt his wife Rukmini by mistreating her brother. So Balaram is there to sort out. Similarly, you will find innumerable pastimes. You find, like we are talking about Krishna pastimes, Balaram is a very first expansion of Krishna. So he has also many pastimes. Yeah. Yes.
Swarnendu Sahapru from West Bengal. Yeah. The people who are completely devoted to materialistic lifestyle and whose life goes away in narrating how big achievers they are in terms of name, social position and wealth, what happens to them? Did they ever achieve liberation in future births? Or are they remain forever entangled in the world?
Yeah, Krishna says, Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhamam mayaya apahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. These are people who are taking to the demoniac mentality, he says. Mudha means like hardworking asses. And naradhama means these people never, have undergone any purificatory ceremonies like sanskaras at all. Neither did they have Garbhadhan Sanskar, Yajnopavita Dharanam Sanskar, Vivaha Yajna. They are living like two-legged animals. So, and these are all people who Mogahasha, Moga Karmana, Moga Jnana, Vichetasaha, Rakshasim, Asurim, Chaiva, Prakritim, Mohinim, Shritaha. Krishna says, these people take shelter of Maya and they suffer for many, many lifetimes. But if they are sincere, they turn to Krishna, they'll come back. And if they don't, ultimately, the choice is theirs. Yeah, all of us have our choice, what we want to do with our life. Next. Like Bali Maharaj surrendered to Krishna. Hiranyakashipu didn't surrender. It was their choice, you see.
Yeah. Aniruddha Prabhu from Arizona. Yeah. In Satyalok or Brahmalok, does the concept of sexual relationship involve the exchange of thoughts, since Brahma's body is made of only intelligence? Also, is Goddess Saraswati's body also made out of only intelligence?
One thing, you know, in the heavenly planets, not only Brahma, even the Apsaras' bodies are made up of ethereal substance, it is said. Ethereal substance is a very subtle gross matter. Like if you see, out of the five gross elements, what are the earth, water, fire, air, ether, it is said. Like our body is made of earth, so you cannot fly in this body very easily. But the demigods' body is subtle and very light in weight, and they can fly with their own self-same bodies. They can fly, and the body doesn't get old, it doesn't get diseases, it is always hale and healthy. They don't blink their eyes, the shadow of their body doesn't fall on the ground. They always wear a fresh garland, which never gets dried up. So there are many things like that. So similarly, you know, Saraswati and Sachi and Indra, their bodies are certainly not like our ordinary bodies. They are more finer bodies, which are endowed with innumerable powers also, mystic powers. Like they can fly, they can walk on water, many things like that. They may have the powers. But the most important point is, although they may have powers in everything, they also have a beginning and end in this world. Whereas if you go to spiritual world, there is no end. It's called endless love in the spiritual world. So we are not interested in going to heaven, because heaven also has, life duration may be long, but ultimately it's temporary.
Mahalakshmi Mataji from Puducherry. Praji, you told about Krishna's eyes are Kamal Nayanam, not bloodshot, even when any dangers come or when he is giving punishment. Yeah. Example, during the attack of Ashwatthama and Arjuna. But when Maharaj Parikshit was attacked in the womb, that time Lord's eyes were blood red with fury.
Yeah. See, Lord's eyes, like Jagannath also has a red, you know, a red ring around the white portion. You can look carefully. You will see Jagannath has a ring. What does that mean? It's explained. Prabhupada explains one of the purports. The Lord's eyes are red out of a desire to love his devotee and protect his devotee. This redness doesn't arise from passion. This redness is a symptom of Lord's loving glance upon his devotee. Like that about Jagannath, it is explained. Surely. Now, in this case of in the killing and the destroying of the Brahmastra, why the Lord exhibited that? Like, for example, the Lord is whirling the gada. Do you think without whirling it, Lord cannot kill anybody? He can just leave the gada, and the gada will go and hit the other fellow immediately. But that whirling is a gesture of his affection for Prahlad. I mean, his affection for Parikshit. Same way, if the Lord is showing fury, and the child is watching, and he will remember, my Lord, this Lord, he showed fury and the reddish eyes and whirled the gada, and how much is he very conscious to protect me. So it's a leela for the Lord. Lord actually, even if the Lord becomes apparently upset, like you mentioned here, his upsetness liberates other people. Like Lord Narasimha became angry with Hiranyakashipu, isn't it? And he tore open his belly and everything. But he liberated Hiranyakashipu. So our anger is never liberating in this world. When we become angry, we destroy things. Like there was one professor in our school days. When you become very angry, you would throw the duster on people. You know. So our anger is destructive. But Narasimha's anger is constructive. Because he is actually liberating them and sending them back to Vaikuntha. You see. So we have to check how constructive and useful and purposeful is our anger. Then it will be meaningful. Thank you, Shri Prabhupada ki.